Blog Talk Radio.
If you have ghosts, you have everything. If you have ghosts, you have everything. You can say anything you want, and you can do anything you want to do. If you have ghosts, you have everything. One never does that. One never does that. You can call it surprise.
Everybody, and welcome once again to Night Visions with WPRS.
I'm Wendy.
I guess they remember that.
I don't know. It's been so freaking long.
Yeah, I know. And everybody knows I'm Eric, and let's say it together. We're here with
Visionique and
Nakoma.
Yay, as usual.
But I know everybody thinks we weren't going to have a show ever again, but things have been crazy. Mm-hmm. But we just had to share our excitement with everybody tonight. But before we do, there's a few things we want to tell you guys about. So take it away, Wendy.
Thanks for tuning in, y'all. Oh, Lord, I'm like showing my otherness, y'all. Oh gosh, what do we have coming up? Let's see. What is this? Friday, we're going to be at the DeLorean's concert. Yay! new shirt, which is a surprise for everyone.
Yeah, even some person.
So y'all have to tune in to my Facebook for that. How Scream is in the month.
Yes, and everybody knows we're Hollow Scream Junkies.
Yeah, we're Hollow Scream Junkies, so that's coming up. We got FairyCon coming up, FairyCon, September 21st. That's going to be a Fairy Plantation of Virginia Beach. It's going to be from 10 in the morning to 2. We're going to be there. We're going to have hopefully some material on WPRS. And
but if you can check it out, you guys need to come out there.
Yeah, we're going to have some. I'm starting a jewelry thing. I'm starting to make some jewelry. Is she moving?
Yeah, she's saying no.
She said no. Sorry. and we're going to have a friend of mine out there who's going to be selling. She's the guru in jewelry making. She'll be out there. And then that same weekend, the weekend before, we're going to, what is the name of the city?
Oh, man. You're asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I know it begins, I think, with an M.
Oh, my gosh. You can make me look it up. Anyway, we're going to go see one of my favorites. We're going to go see a New World, on Call of Order every freaking time, a New World Record, which is an amazing freaking group. Kevin for Fart. and anybody knows me, I'm a Kevin-aholic. So, y'all want to come out, go with us, come on. I mean, we're probably going to be in the balcony, but.
That's okay. It doesn't matter.
I don't think it matters where you sit. It's going to be freaking awesome because they do ELO songs, and it's like. They just went to California.
And for those who don't know what that stands for,
Electric Light Orchestra, which was a band, so they do cover songs from that band. Anyway, what else we got coming out?
I'm trying to think. I know we're trying to plan a couple of trips to some places. We really want to go to 360.
We want to go to 360. Everybody knows that I want to go to 360.
Because this is one place you can go that you're almost guaranteed every
time.
I have
never been disappointed there.
I haven't either. I think there was one time I was there and nothing happened, but you know what? It's still successful for me because I had fun. I always have fun.
But the times that we saw the soldiers in the field, oh my gosh, that's like.
Yeah, that was amazing. And now that we get into that rancher next door.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. That house.
So we might be having a show on that because hopefully we're going to be going pretty soon. I know they're booked up right now, but we're going to get in there.
Oh yeah, and I don't know how many people of you tongue-tied here. How many of our listeners out there heard about what happened at Fort Monroe? Because of, I guess, people complaining, they took down that.
The Jefferson Davis Memorial.
Yes. And I don't quite understand it because, you know, if you try to please all the people all the time, then you might as well get rid of everything because, you know, I might be offended by something that someone else isn't, and they're offended by something I'm not. I think it's time, you know, as a nation, everybody just...
I think people just fabricate crap in their heads to be like, well, if I say that I'm offended by this, then let's see what will happen. Let's see what they'll do, you know. But our newest WPRS member lives and lives not too far from Fort Monroe. So we're going to, when we bring her on, and we are bringing her on tonight, yay, we're going to might get her opinion about it.
Yes, but it's basically going to become her show.
So, yeah.
Without further ado,
we're going to let her have it.
No. I would say like that, you're not going to be on here if you're going to say you're going to let her have it.
But yeah, so we sat down. We were like, you know, WPRS, we need to be, we have been us for a year, over a year. We're ready to bring people in, and we thought about it long and hard, and this person, she, every day, she, you know, she does not cease to amaze me about things that she knows.
Yeah, and we'll let her share all.
Yeah, I don't want to say too much because, you know, she's extraordinary, in my opinion. So, let's bring her on.
Yes.
So, our newest team member is, do we tell her? Do we tell them? Or we just let her tell?
We'll let her tell them.
All right, hold on. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Yay, there she is. Woohoo.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ruka, and I am so happy to finally be part of WPRS.
Thank you. Yeah, we're loving it. We're loving it. We, you know, we went stale there for a while, and you know, we haven't done much. But with you coming aboard, we're like ready to take it on. You and Hunter.
Yeah, he's very talkative tonight.
Oh, good. We can interview him as well.
Yeah, this is your show, so you guys take it away.
So tell us about yourself. I know you've been on our show before, but we didn't really get into who you are, what you do. So,
well, I've been call an amateur paranormal investigator for several years. I started my own paranormal investigation team several years ago called the Hampton Paranormal Investigator Team. We had our own Facebook page, but unfortunately it became disbanded due to all the other members moving away. So it was, Facebook page is still up, but the group has been disbanded. And I've been studying the paranormal for as long as I can remember, really. It's just been a really big part of my life. And I'm really not shy about it at all. I learned that a long time ago to not be shy about it. And I don't care if people think I'm crazy at all.
They usually do, and it's okay because we have to be to do what we do most of the time.
Exactly.
So where are some places that you've been that you did maybe by yourself or with your team?
Our biggest spot was probably Fort Monroe. We visited that one quite a bit just because of its history, and a lot of people know about its activity. But I've also visited other places that aren't necessarily very well known in the paranormal world, but have had traumatic history, just mostly within the Hampton area. that I've visited, and well, I mean, there's, because there is so much history with Hampton, there is a multitude of places you could go that aren't really all that well known, because there's just so much activity everywhere. And I also went to one of my biggest, my favorite places I've ever been was Jerome, Arizona. I went to when I turned, my grandmother took me out to Vegas for my 21st birthday, and that was, Jerome, Arizona was one of the places we visited on Halloween. So I went to the Jerome Grand Hotel, and it was, that was absolutely amazing. That was my favorite place. But the whole city was just, it's a small town, and it's just alive with so much activity. It was insane. But it was absolutely awesome to finally visit one of the places that the Ghost Adventures crew has visited, which reminds me. Also, I went to Madame Tussauds when we were out in Vegas as well. That was cool, too. So on the list of Ghost Adventures places, I've hit two of them, which I'm very happy about.
Well, we were just talking about, you know, what's in the latest in the news about what's going on at Fort Monroe, about them taking down the Jefferson Davis sign off of the memorial. How do you feel about that? I mean, if you don't want to talk about it, it's fine. I mean, I know it's to each their own, but, you know, for, we've both been out there quite a bit, and
yeah.
I kind of think it's going to be something missing. It's like something's missing now, you know. I mean, how do you feel about it?
That sign has been up there for as long as I can remember, even since before the fort was decommissioned. It's been there for many, many years, and it doesn't make any sense why we should destroy such a big part of the country's history. I mean, this, all the wars that took place on Fort Monroe and everything, Jefferson Davis being imprisoned there during the Civil War is one of the biggest things that is centered around Fort Monroe and the Casement Museum. So why pull down the sign if that walking trail on the top of the wall was dedicated to his memory? Why destroy part of our history? It doesn't make any sense why any of these statues around the country are being destroyed or being pulled down because people are offended by our history. I mean, it's history. Pick up a freaking history book and read. If you don't like it, then that's your history. All we can do is learn from it and just it be our part of our experience. You learn from your history so that mistake doesn't happen again. And unfortunately, that's where our country is heading. I hate to get political on that one, but that kind of came out. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. I mean, I like the thoughts that you're sharing about it, because it really bothered me, because I know, and I'm not holding it against anybody, we all have our own opinions, but, as you know, I'm kind of like you. I mean, that's our history. We can't change it now. We can learn from it, but you can't change what's happened.
No, we can't change it. I mean, if we had a time machine, we probably could go back and change it, but then our country wouldn't be the country it became after all of that. I mean, granted, a lot of the trauma that's been happening over the last few years, it may be different now if people actually remembered what they learned in school in their history class and actually learn from it, as opposed to just going, oh, it's just history. But I really think people just need to go back to school and specifically take history classes so they can actually realize, hey, this is what happened. This is what made our country the way it is today. Maybe we should learn from this instead of just ignoring it completely and being offended by it.
Mommy.
You're okay,
I mean,
honey.
A lot of what we do is, you know, based in history. I mean, you wouldn't have paranormal if you didn't have
some sort of history beforehand. I mean,
exactly. Paranormal and history go hand in hand. There wouldn't be any activity without any of the things that happened within history. All the traumatic deaths and the wars and everything. There wouldn't be any activity without that. There'd be nothing for us to do as paranormal investigators. It wouldn't make any sense.
Yes. I've got a curiosity question. When you go on an investigation, do you prefer to use the gifts or skills that you have, or do you have certain equipment that you like to use? Or
most of what I do is that I'm a sensitive. So I can tell when there is spirits around because certain parts start to tingle. Might like my fingers will start to tingle, or it'll go up my arms, and if it's the stronger it gets. So I feel it, and occasionally I can hear them. They will speak to me, but I can't see them unless it is very much willing to show itself to me. And it's very, this death was very, very traumatic. But I do have equipment apps on my phone that I use, and I only use those that were created by Bill Chappell himself. Those are the ones that I use because he created the Paranormal Puck app and the iOvulus app that I have. I use both of those because those are that's the only person I trust with paranormal equipment. If I could afford his actual equipment, I would use that too. But the apps are my go-to right now. Those work quite well.
So do those apps have any cost, or are they free?
The Paranormal Puck one is free, but the iOvulus one is $3.99.
Oh, that's something.
Yeah, I have the, what is it called, the Ghost Radio, what is it?
Oh, yeah, you can tell.
Which I think is pretty okay. I mean, we had to pay for it, I think it was, $3.93 something. And then we actually, there was someone who went to Ben Reichus.
Yeah.
And someone who was actually using that app. He was a leader.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yeah. You know, and then, of course, Anna.
Yeah.
Where did I get that from? Anna. I'm still stuck on Bush. I do that every time. Sorry, Jack. Told us about, you know, the ghost radar. So I didn't really think that would be, like, legit. But he uses it. So I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll use it. So sometimes we do.
Well, there's actually several ghost radar apps that are out there, and there's only one that I have that I've found has been better than the others, and it's called Ghost Radar Legacy. That's the one I have.
I think that is what we got.
Yeah, that's the only one that I trust out of the Ghost Radar apps.
Right, yeah. We went to, what was it called, Eric? The Ho House? I'm batting 1,000 tonight, y'all. Oh, my God. It was in Massachusetts.
The Hope House.
It wasn't Hope House.
Oh,
yeah. Hope House. And he used it there. So it was like, no.
It was in the Houghton Mansion?
That's it.
Hey, we
That's
have
another Ghost Adventures location. And that one, I believe that was probably in Massachusetts, I think.
Yeah. Because we flew up into Albany, and then he drove us from Albany to Massachusetts for an 8-hour investigation. Of course, it was, like, during the day, but, you And it didn't matter because we still got it. We still got stuff during the day. That's another thing that people saying that you have to. It has to be after a certain time, or it has to be at night, or it has to be at 3 o'clock in the morning to get activity. And we, I don't think so. We've gotten plenty of activity on 5 o'clock in the afternoon or during the day or whatever. So
360, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. During the day.
What?
He's so cute.
What? Yeah, and he knows it too.
I think we have a new member and a half.
He could ask another question.
He could. He probably won't.
You can process it if you knew what we were talking about.
We want to know more about you. You don't want to know about us. We want to know about you.
I'm pretty much an open book. Ask me just about anything. I'll tell you.
Where is maybe one place that you've been that you felt like things really didn't want you there, you didn't feel comfortable being there, maybe in fact that you wouldn't even go back there?
Any place that I've been to that I felt like that? Not necessarily that was really... No, there wasn't really anything that I've been to that I felt that way. Anything that I've ever felt that made me feel like I was unwelcome, I'm kind of like Zach in that aspect. I want to go back and find out more.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do more. I want to find out why I'm not well. I don't feel welcome in that spot. There isn't really any place that I don't want to go back to. That I've come across yet.
It's like me, she don't back down. That's awesome. That's what we need.
Oh my gosh, there's so many places I want to take her. I want to take her to Old House Woods. I want to take her to Gloucester, the house. I want to take her to 360.
We need to get to the Bacon Mansion.
Oh, I want to go there. I haven't been there yet.
It's a hard place to get into.
Yeah, I've heard. There was one place that I've heard about that I've been dying to go to. It's St. Albans Sanatorium.
Oh, been there, done that. Love it. Want to go back soon.
You want to go there?
So jealous. Yes, of course. There's so much dark history there. It's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. It's going
to
happen.
I told you when we chose to put Ruka and our team, it was spot on. I told you this. We love it. We've had Jake Fife has been on our show, and he's one of the bigger ones that's been there, and the things that he talks about that's happened to him there, it's like the blob. Remember the blob man he was talking about? We went there, and it's supposed to be red eyes, and we saw what we thought was red eyes. And that night, he happened to be purring like a kitten, according to the man that worked there. So I'm ready to. I want to go confront him again.
Yeah, I want Luca to experience that too. I want you to experience about Wendy, because we've nicknamed her the demon tamer,
yeah.
It does not matter where we go. It can have the worst history. And she's there. Everything is calm.
Everything is, I mean, I don't know. Everybody was like, don't go to St. Albans. Don't even do. do all this protection, you got to do this, you got to do that, just so we go. And we go, and it's like everything just loved me.
And Wendy went off by herself in areas.
Oh,
wow. They were like, she's going by herself? Are you sure she'll be okay? I mean, they were freaking.
Yeah, they were freaking. And it was absolutely. So, okay, Tim.
I cannot believe you did that.
I did. And I know you're not supposed to, you know, but it's just how I feel. I feel more when I'm kind of isolated or secluded. If I'm around a whole bunch of people, I get kind of, I guess it's the ADHD in me. I might squirrel and I'm off in another direction. And when I'm up where I'm feeling, it's not, it doesn't register. My head's in so many different places. But if I'm by myself, you know, I can feel and it comes to me more than when I'm not, you know.
Because it happened in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. I have to concentrate on it for it to happen.
Man, she made my night telling me she wants to go there.
You've been to Old Woods, Old House Woods, right?
Huh?
You've been to Old House Woods?
No, I haven't been there.
Okay, so that's two spots.
We are definitely going there.
Yeah, we got two spots. So what can we ask Ruka? She's in front of she's here. What do we ask her?
I just want her to tell about herself. You know, what age did you find out, you know, you really wanted to do this and just anything about yourself?
Well, I pretty much had an interest in it. When I was younger, when I watched, sounds kind of funny, but when I first watched the old Ghostbusters movies, I found them very fascinating and really couldn't understand, couldn't figure out why until I was so big. 12 or 13 and started watching Ghost Hunters and Paranormal State. Those are the first two I started Paranormal series I started watching.
Mm-hmm.
And that those kind of made everything kind of clicked for me right there. And when I was 16, I started watching Found Ghost Adventures. That made everything. Ghost Hunters and Paranormal State worse by comparison. So a lot of my learning came from those three shows as I was in my teen years, and the rest of it kind of came from things I learned on my own. By just studying more and looking into things. And when I started watching those shows, I discovered there was a connection between the paranormal and the history I was learning in class. So I made it easier for me to do better in history class in high school after that. But I've always had an interest in the paranormal ever since I was young. I just didn't know what it was until I got older.
Where were you when you figured out, man, I can see these, or I can feel these things. I can sense, you know, I can sense ghosts.
I've always been able to. I just didn't quite really know what it was I was feeling. Until I started watching paranormal shows on TV and that realized, oh, that's what it is. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then I was able to help. I was able to work on it more and make it stronger and be able to feel more. Ow! Don't bite me! My son bit me. But it took years of practice and studying to be able to finite and fine-tune that sense.
Now, do you prefer to be in like a smaller group, or do you mind being in the larger groups, or what's your feelings on that?
I honestly don't mind either way, because it works for me either way. My sense is the more people I have that are feeling what I'm feeling, the more validation there is to it.
Okay, yeah, because I know when we go to like Henricus, you're in a bigger group, and see, that's the part Wendy doesn't like, because she, you know, we work with a bigger group, but she prefers, you know, just a small group, so.
I also like she was saying, places that haven't been oversaturated that a lot of people haven't been to. I mean, you have your places where you go and you pay your money, like Henry says or whatever. You pay your money. Everybody knows there's ghosts there. But then you have these other places where things have happened. People know things have happened there. People have felt things there, seen things there, or whatever, but not that you have to get paid your money for, or that's not oversaturated. Because I think with places that are oversaturated with people, I guess, you know, like they're tired of performing, quote unquote, for the people. So it might not happen as much as it would if it was like a smaller place, or
if there are haunted locations that have pretty much become tourist attractions because they are haunted. I have found that they have become less haunted because there's just not as much activity because there's too much influence from the tourists there. So there's not going to be as much paranormal activity as there would be had that not become a tourist attraction because of the ghosts. I mean, like Colony Williamsburg, for instance, I can see that because there is so much history with that area, that there is still a lot of activity going on in that area, but there's still ghost tours going on, several different ghost tours that go on there. So, but those aren't quite as big as some other places. As other places would be, like Fort Monroe, but there isn't as much tourism there as there is at Colony Williamsburg.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to Colonial Williamsburg? That area, the downtown?
Yeah, I've done that. I've done several of the ghost tours over there.
How about the Parkway?
The Parkway, I've been on it, but haven't really been much as far as the aspect of the paranormal side. I haven't really found much being on it, driving on that, as mostly because I wasn't really focused on it. I think if I was to just drive that, mostly focused on the paranormal, I would probably find more.
What about Crawford Parkway?
Crawford Road,
I've been on a few times, and there is definitely a lot of activity going on in that spot. There's a lot of history with it, and it's not exactly the safest place to do at night because it's in the woods and it's dark and there's rumors that there's an unsafe area not that far from it. So it's more of the kind of place you want to hit during the day. You're still going to get activity, just not as much as you would during the night. So it's not really a good place to go in small numbers at night.
Yeah, we were just talking about that today. I saw a friend of mine who just now getting into the paranormal. One of her first places it took her to was Crawford Road, and she said her gut just kind of tightened up when she was there. She didn't know what the feeling was because she's not an investigator. She didn't know. But I told her Crawford Road, you know, it has its history. It has its urban legends. It has its stories or whatever. I said, unfortunately, there, I'm more afraid of the living than I am the dead there.
Yes.
It's because that's one of those places that are, like you said, not so safe.
I've heard of rumor that there is, I'm not sure if it's true or not, but there either is or once was KKK in that area. There was an old house there was an old house not that far from Crawford Road that they had their meetings in, or possibly still do. I'm not real sure how the story goes anymore, but that was what I heard a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. I had heard that too. Which we should be safe.
Yeah, it should be.
but kind of think it's in other places in the area.
I definitely want her to experience Old House Woods, though, because I know that's one place that I go to, and it's every single time. And my thing is, a lot of the places, I would love to take you and not tell a lot about it and just see what you pick up on.
She's going to know most places around here, though. She's an investigator.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Which brings us to next week's show, Matrix. We're going to have to do that next week. If I say there's a ghost in this wall, there's a picture. You see the shadow on the wall. It's a ghost. It's a picture of a face. People are gonna be like, "Yeah, I see it." Yeah. So.
Well, I think that's what's given most of the shows nowadays a bad name, because people think it's a joke. Because when they get on there and they're like, "Oh man, did you hear it? It said this." And I don't like them to tell me what it, because I like to see what I pick up on.
Who was it we were watching today? Oh, yeah, Ghost Hunters. And I'm like, I heard something, but they heard something else.
Ghost Hunters, in my opinion, has become one of the fakest paranormal shows on TV, because they go in there, they go to a location, they're there probably like 6 to 8 hours, and they go in groups of two for 2 hours at a time, go, "Oh, what's that? What's that? Did you hear that? Did you see that?" And then take an hour to review their evidence. That's like half the show there. And then the rest of the time is like, "Oh, we found it. We picked out the two biggest evidence we could find of hours of investigating that we did, and this is what you picked out. What do you think? You definitely have a ghost." there's only one place that I saw that one episode they did where the investigation they did, it turned out to be a complete Halloween prank that the area location had digged just for the tour.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy.
So I stopped watching Ghost Hunters. I stopped watching that one.
Well, it's crazy you say that because that's one thing that I remember that Jack told us about most of those shows that people don't know. They said they do all this filming and they just keep the parts where they have stuff that supposedly happened or...
You can only say so much in an hour.
Yeah. This is true, but compared to... Ghost Adventures is my favorite. That's the one that I watch religiously, not just for obvious reasons, but also
hey.
For the paranormal. Yes, Zach. But also
and a
for
lot
paranormal.
Of people are shaking
their heads. Yes. Just for also the paranormal side of everything and the history and the places that they go. I compare Ghost Adventures to Ghost Hunters all the time because there is such a big difference. Ghost Adventures crew is one of the top paranormal investigative teams in the business just because they are so good. And Ghost Hunters, paranormal investigating is kind of their hobby. Not so much as their job, like Ghost Adventures. Ghost Adventures, this is what they do for a living. They go out and they investigate and they make the show. That they do this for a living. Ghost Hunters, Jason and
Grant,
Their job are they work for Roto-Rooters. They're plumbers, and ghost hunting is their hobby. But Ghost Adventures, they do this for
people
a living.
People are hating on this show right now because there are people out there, and I am not one of them because I love Ghost Adventures, that says that Ghost Adventures is the biggest crock of you-know-what ever, and I have seen people who would not even, let them come to their haunted location because they say Zach is an asshole or whatever. But I don't.
Well,
this might be true.
I don't. This might be true. I don't know. I've never met the man, so I can't really have much of an opinion about the way he acts because I've never personally met him. Although I'd like to, but that's a whole different story. But,
yeah, me too.
So I can't really say much of an opinion on the way he acts. But I do understand the way that he investigates because of watching that show and watching him and Aaron and Jay and Billy and Nick as well when he was on.
Mm-hmm.
Also doing things the way they do things helped me grow as a paranormal investigator as well. And people can hate on me for picking one over the other, but let me reiterate, I started my paranormal research, if you could call it that, watching Ghost Hunters. I started with that one. But just because Ghost Adventures wasn't on yet, when they did first come on and I started watching them, I found Ghost Adventures was actually better than Ghost Hunters. Just because of the biggest difference between the two of them is because they spend more time investigating than the Ghost Hunters do. Ghost Hunters spend part of their time, a quarter of their show is history, a quarter is investigating, a quarter of it is reviewing the evidence, and the other part, last part, is showing the evidence to their customers. But Ghost Adventures
the first third of their show is telling about the history of these locations that they do, and find doing interviews to find out more about what the activity that goes on and everybody's experiences. And the rest of the show is the investigation itself. I mean, these guys, they go into these locations and lock themselves in for 12 full hours. And you never see them do any of reviewing of the evidence because they do it all themselves. There's so much evidence that they have to go on, so many camera footage, so much EVP recordings, and so many pictures they have to go through. It probably takes them a whole day or more to go through everything just to find things and edit it all down to fit within the network timeline. There's so much credibility to what they do that, in my opinion, makes them the best in the business as opposed to Ghost Hunters. I mean, I love Jay and Grant because I follow them on Facebook. I still follow them because they are awesome. They did help me get started on the paranormal, and they helped me figure out my sensitivity to the paranormal and figured out what it was and why I had such an interest to them. So I do follow them, and I still do respect them because they are awesome in the business and they're great. But in my opinion, Ghost Adventures does a much better job. Part of their whole thing is prove the existence of the paranormal. And that's what they do. So much of their show is showing you the evidence that they found and explaining why they think this is that way. And we hear this and this EVP, what do you hear? A lot of their attention is also focused on their fans and what their fans think about certain things that they find that they aren't really sure about. So they are essentially the best. And yeah, you could say that Zach is just acting, but the man can't act. He said that himself.
You know, we're going to have to have
a
whole show dedicated to this.
Yes.
Critiquing all the shows.
I could go on for hours about this.
Maybe you guys can help me.
The entire topic about this.
What, Eric?
Maybe you guys can help me. Which is the one that has the guy on there, and when he talks, he's like, well, okay. You're going to talk to me now, okay? Talking to him, he gets like all...
You do know who that is, don't you? Just like my friend. Do you not know who that is?
I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure he's talking about Aaron Goodwin.
No, he's not.
Which one are you talking about?
It's two guys.
Yeah, John and the guy who played Jesse on Fast and Furious.
I can't remember the name. That's what I'm saying. That's my whole question.
Oh, that's an entirely different show.
Yeah, it's an entirely different show. It's called...
That's an entirely different one.
Yeah, what is that show called? I have them on Facebook. Oh, my God. I got them on Facebook, Instagram. I follow them. I freaking talk to them. Okay, anyway, y'all go on. I want to see Caleb, but it's not Caleb. What is it?
I don't know. I want to say it might be like some like Ghost Brothers or something.
No, they're pretty cool, too.
But I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know which one he's talking about, so...
I can't believe.
Chad Lindbergh, duh.
That's it, Chad. Hey, okay.
Okay.
Chad, we seem to know, yeah. I'm going to get a phone call from him. I am. The guy that he just told me when you go on his page and you pay $50 and you get like a 15-minute phone call from him. I want to talk to him so bad.
A loghead Lamarck? Okay, I'm crazy.
Okay, I got a place I bet you haven't gone to. The Cavalier.
Yes, I think.
I have not been there.
Oh!
Oh, my gosh.
I have heard a lot about it, but I have not, unfortunately, had the time to go down there. Because it is in Virginia Beach, I have not been down there.
Oh my gosh, we gotta take.
We gotta go. We got 4 minutes and left in the show too. By the way. Anything else you want to say, Ruku? Because I know we're gonna have you on again, but time tonight is like slipping from us.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I kind of went on and on about ghost adventures between ghost hunters there, but that's okay. But at least I found a topic I could talk about one night myself.
You know, we're gonna do a show on that one night.
I want you to.
That's a total cool show. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
We need to get together and do that, like in person. We should do that.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Hunter's sleepy too.
Yes, he is.
But thank you for coming on, and thank you for being our newest member. I'm so freaking excited.
Me too.
And I'm very happy to finally be a part of the team. I can't wait.
So we got to do things. We got to get out there.
We will.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. And we got to do Howl Scream together.
Yes, that too.
We're the Busch Gardens loving investigators. Yay.
There you go.
But anyway, thanks again for coming on. We'll have you on again soon.
I can't wait. Thanks for having me on tonight.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
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 Wow.
That was crazy interesting. I love that girl. But now she, oh gosh.
Oh, well, sorry about that, Ruka.
Sorry, Ruka.
She didn't mean to hang you up. She just confused the buttons on here for some reason. Who knows?
It's only 2 minutes anyway.
But anyway, hope everybody enjoyed the show tonight. Again, thank you, Ruka, for sharing everything. That was so awesome. Look forward to going to these places with you. We hope everybody enjoyed tonight's show. And
if anybody else wants to join us, I mean, we have certain criteria that we're looking for. I really, really, really love her enthusiasm, and that's what we're looking for. Message me. We'll talk about it. Oh, my gosh. So join us September 21st at FairyCon, Virginia Beach Fairy Plantation. Next week's show is going to be about Matrixin. What else are we going to talk about? Do we need any shout-outs?
We'll give a shout out to Dennis and Ryan.
Up forward. Get us at 360 soon, fellas. We love you and miss you.
And thanks again for everybody's support. And stay tuned to further happenings with WPRS. And
you're definitely back. Love you. Bye.
Bye, everybody.